Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshon. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elisheva Esther bas Shifrin Nechama, Sarah bas Bina, and Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and Arichas Yamim Bishonim Tavos. Our shir is also for a schus for the entire IDF, Tzva Haganah Yisrael. May they all be successful in every mission, and may they all return home safe and sound. May all of the hostages be released immediately and returned home safe and sound. Our pasuk says, Vayishlach es echo ve'yelechu. He sent off his brothers and they went. Vayomra aleihem, and he said to them, Al tergezu badarech, do not become agitated on the road. He gave them instructions for a safe trip. The Gemara in Tainus says that Yosef told his brothers, don't become occupied in a matter of halacha, because they could get into an argument and they need to stay alert to the perils along the road. The question is asked, why specifically at this time did Yosef give them this particular warning? Besides which, if they were Talmidei Chachamim, they would know on their own to be careful. Moreover, why didn't Yaakov Avinu give them this admonition before they were sent off? The Zera Shimshon answers that the Shvatim certainly knew to be concerned. They knew about the dangers of travel. After all, they knew what had happened to their brother Yosef when the Midas Adin prevailed on his route. However, now that they saw Yosef had become a Mishnah Lamelech, it was possible that they wouldn't fear. Therefore, Yosef specifically warned them they should always remember that danger lurks and all the roads are Becheska Sakona. A short while ago, a couple came from Europe. They came to me in Brooklyn in order to ask an Eitzah about several different matters. When they were leaving, they mentioned that they were now driving to Monroe to stay with family. I don't know the reason why, but I pulled out $2 and I said, I make you a shliach mitzvah. The husband took the money and said, thank you. I gave them a bracha and they left. The wife asked the husband, why did the Rov give the $2 if we're just driving to Monroe? It's not like we're taking a trip. The husband said, Emunas Chachomim, if the Rov gave the money, there must be a reason. When they got to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, there was a huge crash. A number of cars in front of them were smashed one after the other. Two cars behind them were also smashed, but their car was untouched. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. We will be continuing with our shir in the Zera Shimshon. I wish everybody, me umka deliba, besuros tovos, yeshuos, v'nechomos.